Proclamation number 5065 of 17th of February, 1951. The Eternal Love. Reason for the revelations. Recognize the one who speaks to you as the Eternal Love itself, who reveals itself to you in order to help you. Don't doubt, you listeners, that I myself dwell among you in the Word, but consider that an exceedingly great spiritual adversity causes me to reveal myself to you, that you yourselves are in this adversity because it is close to the end. You walk through your earthly life completely carefree and don't worry about what will happen to your soul after the death of your body. You only worry about your earthly life and about the preservation and comfort of the body, which is transient, but you don't pay attention to the imperishable in you. If you knew the dreadful consequences of your attitude, then you would also understand how great the spiritual adversity is, and you would also understand that I want to help you find your way out of it. For this reason I try to present to you through revelations what fate you are facing. I try to make you understand why the effect of your wrong attitude cannot be other than an exceedingly agonizing state of suffering in the beyond, or even a new banishment into solid matter. I try to inform you through revelations of my eternal plan of salvation so that you will understand why everything exists and that only your eternal salvation is striven for by my will. I myself come to you and reveal myself because you don't believe me otherwise, because you cannot explain the context to yourselves humanly and intellectually and, in turn, cannot be taught truthfully by human beings either. But you shall recognize me when I speak to you through the mouth of a human being, but it is only my instrument which I use and speak to you myself because it is necessary. For there is not much time left until the end. And especially in the last days my adversary will strongly harass you and try to distract you from the right realization, from the truth, so that you will become completely blind in spirit and safely approach eternal ruin. And because the night around you is so dreadfully dark, I kindle a little light everywhere to illuminate the darkness, and anyone who strives towards the light, who does not evade its effect and flees it, will be enlightened in spirit. The truth will be revealed to him and the great spiritual adversity will be remedied for him. Therefore I reveal myself to you again and again, and you should believe that it is I who speaks to you. Your Creator and Father of Eternity, who cares for you as my children in danger and whom I therefore want to help before it is too late. And when I admonish you to love, you can very well recognize that eternal love itself speaks to you, for my adversary would truly not urge people to fulfill the fundamental law of love which he himself has transgressed and which he fundamentally opposes. Only from me does love emanate, and to me love always leads back again. Thus my adversary will not push you towards me by teaching you love. And thus drop all doubts and unconditionally believe that only eternal love speaks to you if the words are good and full of wisdom, if they ennoble you and turn your thinking towards me, who is your most loving Father from eternity. If your heart is touched by my word, then you have the surest sign of my presence and also the right and the duty to believe what is proclaimed to you through my revelations. For I am also the eternal truth, the light of eternity, which shines into all hearts in order to displace the prince of darkness from them. I want to come to you as savior in spiritual adversity, and you should not deny me entry into your heart. You should open the door wide for me and let the radiant light fall in. You should dispel the night and walk towards a bright day. You shall find me through my revelations and then be relieved of all spiritual distress. Amen.